Practice test 20, exercise 3, page 157. Вы услышите мужчину, рассказывающего о смене своего рода деятельности. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
After 15 years working in sales, I decided the time had come to make a career change. My days as a salesman were spent living out of a suitcase as I had to travel constantly. At first, the travel, expense accounts, and nice hotels had seemed fantastic. But eventually, all I was left with each night were feelings of stress about going to work the next day. I have always loved animals. And have also often wondered if I could try running my own business. So I decided I would start up a dog walking service. I came up with a catchy name for my business, printed out some price sheets, and advertised my business by putting flyers through people's letterboxes. Within days, I had received enough calls to know that I was onto something good. Suddenly, I saw a future full of lots of exercise, happy dogs, and satisfied dog owners, and this made me feel very happy. I expected business to be fairly slow to begin with, but after 3 months I had so many clients that I couldn't take on any more. I really couldn't believe it. Anyway, after another few months, I employed someone else to help me. That was 5 years ago. Today I have a staff of 12 working for me, and my business is one of the most respected dog-walking businesses in the area. In my opinion, there is much more to dog-walking than simply walking a dog around a park for an hour. I have to control some difficult dogs, for example, and you need a lot of general knowledge about dogs, such as dog first aid and dog training. Luckily, most people realize this, and so they are happy to pay the prices I charge. But there are always a few people who think that I am making money out of doing nothing. But I say to these people, you do this job for a week, and then see if you still have the same opinion. I think my business is successful, because I always make sure my clients are satisfied. And I work very hard. I don't offer the cheapest prices in town, but I do offer the best service. I make sure everyone who works for me adores dogs, and they have completed a course in animal welfare. Today, most of my business comes by word of mouth. Only yesterday, for example, I was recommended to 2 new dog owners by one of my clients. This makes me very happy, because I know it means that my clients are happy with what I am doing. So, would I recommend dog walking as a career to others? Well, actually, it depends. For me, it's perfect because I enjoy being outdoors so much and, of course, running my own business, and I can cope with the disadvantages like getting stuck in traffic and cleaning muddy dogs in bad weather. If you think these kinds of things would bother you, however, then this job really isn't for you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
After 15 years working in sales, I decided the time had come to make a career change. My days as a salesman were spent living out of a suitcase as I had to travel constantly. At first, the travel, expense accounts, and nice hotels had seemed fantastic. But eventually, all I was left with each night were feelings of stress about going to work the next day. I have always loved animals. And have also often wondered if I could try running my own business. So I decided I would start up a dog walking service. I came up with a catchy name for my business, printed out some price sheets, and advertised my business by putting flyers through people's letterboxes. Within days, I had received enough calls to know that I was onto something good. Suddenly, I saw a future full of lots of exercise, happy dogs and satisfied dog owners, and this made me feel very happy. I expected business to be fairly slow to begin with, but after 3 months I had so many clients that I couldn't take on any more. I really couldn't believe it. Anyway, after another few months, I employed someone else to help me. That was 5 years ago. Today I have a staff of 12 working for me, and my business is one of the most respected dog walking businesses in the area. In my opinion, there is much more to dog walking than simply walking a dog around a park for an hour. I have to control some difficult dogs, for example, and you need a lot of general knowledge about dogs, such as dog first aid and dog training. Luckily, most people realize this, and so they are happy to pay the prices I charge. But there are always a few people who think that I am making money out of doing nothing. But I say to these people, you do this job for a week, and then see if you still have the same opinion. I think my business is successful, because I always make sure my clients are satisfied, and I work very hard. I don't offer the cheapest prices in town, but I do offer the best service. I make sure everyone who works for me adores dogs, and they have completed a course in animal welfare. Today, most of my business comes by word of mouth. Only yesterday, for example, I was recommended to 2 new dog owners by one of my clients. This makes me very happy, because I know it means that my clients are happy with what I am doing. So, would I recommend dog walking as a career to others? Well, actually, it depends. For me, it's perfect because I enjoy being outdoors so much and, of course, running my own business, and I can cope with the disadvantages like getting stuck in traffic and cleaning muddy dogs in bad weather. If you think these kinds of things would bother you, however, then this job really isn't for you.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test.